It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table. In this segment, we're doing our Bible study, and we're in day 8 of the book of Mark. And Connie Stanfill is our Bible study teacher. She's here today. We're in chapter 2. Connie, tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, we are not going to talk about how Jesus hung out with sinners.
Or which, not.
So we're in Mark chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at verses 13 to 17. And in these verses, Jesus first calls another apostle or a disciple, and that's going to be Matthew. And then he actually gets invited to Matthew's home, and all kinds of other people that are Matthew's friends come. And we're going to find out that they were not well regarded, at least by the religious folks of the day, because of their career and their other ways of not following God. So I'm going to read to you our scripture, and then we're going to talk through the verses. So this is Mark 2, verse 13. He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowds were coming to him, and he was teaching them. And he passed by, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at the table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." All right, going back to the beginning of our passage here, when it says that Jesus went out again beside the sea, that's the Sea of Galilee, because that's the area they're in. And we find, and it says all the crowd were coming to him, and again, he was teaching them. That's the main reason he came. And then it says, as he passed by, he saw Levi, who's also Matthew from the scriptures, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at a tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. Just some history there. Capernaum was close to the road that led from Damascus to the Mediterranean Sea. And so there were tax booths along the way that actually had to do with customs. And so people would have to pay a tax about bringing their goods through on that road. And that apparently was what Matthew was. As most of us know, tax collectors in that day, and perhaps in our day also, are not held in high regard. And that's because, at least in Jesus' day, they would buy their appointment as a tax collector and have to turn a certain amount of money over to the government, but anything extra they collected, they could keep for themselves. And so most of them became very wealthy by taking money from people. And they were actually utterly despised by the Jews. One, because they were cooperating with the government, and then two, because most of them were dishonest. So then we find out that Jesus walks by a tax collector and calls him to be his disciple. Talk about calling a sinner, you know. And then next, what Jesus does, he not only calls a tax collector, he goes to his home to have dinner, and that tax collector, Matthew, invites his friends, tax collectors, and other sinners. The Pharisees looked down on anybody who was not as religiously observant as they were. They were very careful to try to observe all the laws of the Old Testament. And then what they had done is they had added on a lot of extra biblical traditions to that. And so it added more regulations and requirements on, like they would fast twice a week and they would tithe down to the, you know, the bits of herbs in their garden and that type of thing. And so they definitely thought people like Matthew and anybody who would have been his friend was somebody not deserving of being around, and definitely people that would also cause a teacher like Jesus to become unclean. And so they truly did not understand why Jesus would even want to associate with people like that. What happened next then is that those Pharisees wanted to talk to Jesus' disciples and actually question what Jesus was doing. And really what they're doing is they're saying he's doing something wrong. And so this is a conflict story, just like our last passage about the conflict about how can he forgive sins. So they come to his disciples and say, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And of course, Jesus, who knows what's going on, hears it. And then he talks to them and he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." And then he says, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." And as we think about that, actually, every single person in the world is a sinner. And the ironic thing is that the Pharisees considered themselves so righteous that they didn't need someone to cover their sin. They didn't need, they thought they were right with God because of their works. And in a sense, their sin of pride and blindness and looking down on other people was worse than perhaps than the sins of the people who actually knew they were sinners. And truly, Jesus came to call sinners, and those that he was talking to and came to understand him were those the ones who would understand they were sinners and ask for forgiveness, to turn to him in repentance, and then receive his gracious gift and be admitted into God's kingdom. When we look at this passage in both Matthew and Luke, we hear little bits extra that are beautiful, because Jesus also adds in Matthew 9:13, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And that's a truth from the Old Testament. God had said that many, many times. He doesn't want religious form of ritual. He wants people's hearts, and hearts that come to know and understand him, who he is and what he does. So it's a good passage to kind of understand what God values and the kind of people that he is calling to himself. And it's the humble that come to know God. Those who are proud don't see their need for a savior and don't come to him. There's a passage in the New Testament that I think speaks to this so well, because really what it is, each and every one of us before we come to know Jesus is dead in our sin. We're totally helpless. We're hopeless. We don't do anything. I mean, there's no way we can reach out and come to God. He himself has to awaken us from the dead and reveal our sin to us. And so I'm going to read to you Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 9, because it really speaks to, again, what is going on when someone becomes aware of their sin and receives God's grace that we have in Jesus Christ. And so Scripture says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Any one of us who has been born again, we have no pride in that. God sought us. He sought us as sinners. We had no merit to draw him to us, and it's only by grace that we've been saved. When I considered this passage and kind of worked through it myself, I was struck again about how God loves all people, the sinners. He's calling out to them, and it just made me realize that I need to see every person in the world either as a brother and sister in Christ, or someone who is lost and does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. So that changes how I interact with people, how I talk to them, how I spend time with them. We don't have fellowship with unbelievers, but we definitely are around them and talking to them and sharing God's truth and God's love with them. And I'll just share that in the Bible study portion, if you have a chance, read 2 Corinthians 5:16-21. And it talks about how we consider no one in the same way anymore because of Christ Jesus, and that we're his ambassadors. So I pray that each and every one of us from this lesson today have a different view about sinners and go about being Jesus' disciples and working to be those fishers of men for him.
Oh, excellent, Connie. And I hope that as well. We pray that for our ladies. And that's why we do this Bible study on the radio. And Connie, thank you so much for this. If you're looking for the notes, this one is titled, I Came to Call Sinners. It's lesson 8 on our Bible studies tab at naomistable.com. We're going to talk more about this when we come back.